God bless you, asking you if you would get your Bibles and let us turn to the book of John, John chapter 15, John chapter 15, as we see what thus saith the Lord to our hearts today. And we know that God sends his word to help us. But you got to receive it. Yes. You got to say yes, Lord, when he sends his word. And when you receive it, he'll bless you. Yes. We thank God. John chapter 15, I'm reading verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We thank God for the reading of those two verses, and the Lord has placed on my heart to preach this morning from this subject, love like Jesus loves. Love like Jesus loves. As we look at that 12th verse, Jesus said that this is his commandment, that we love one another as I have loved you. And over in the 13th chapter, the 34th verse, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So as we look at this passage of scripture, we see here that in the 13th chapter, Jesus said he has given to us, to them, a new commandment. And that commandment is that we love one another. And he has made it plain that we are to love one another as he has loved us. He's not leaving it to our imagination. He's telling us that in order to know how to love like he loved, we need to look at how he loved. And when we see the love that he exhibited, then we'll know what he is requiring of us. As we know, love is an action word. You're required to follow up those words with action. And as we look at the life of Jesus and the way he loved, we found out that he has shown us how much he loved us. So as we look at Jesus' commandments telling us that we are to love one another as he has loved us, we want to look at just a few points on how he loved us, because there's so many things, as we looked in the scriptures, we find out Jesus indeed did love us out of all the things that he did for us. So how did Jesus love? How did Jesus love? His love was an agape love. It's a sacrificial love, a sacrificial love. You know, as we look at that 13th verse of John the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus gave his life for us. Sacrificial love. He didn't owe us anything. Truth of the matter is that if he wasn't God and holy and divine, he had a lot of reason to destroy us. But I'm glad we are dealing with a God who is a God of love. And he allowed Jesus to give his life as action to show us how much he loved us.
Amen.
So his love, Jesus said that he would give his life. He was a good shepherd. And the good shepherd would give his life for the sheep.
Amen.
And we can say amen to that.
Amen.
Jesus indeed is a good shepherd.
Amen.
And when we think about our lives and think about where we were before the Lord saved us, and we know that the Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death. And the truth of the matter is we were on death row. We were driven by the evil enemy, the devil, and the devil is God's enemy. And yet, in spite of our lives, in spite of what we did and how we live, Jesus yet died for us. And for that, I'm mighty, mighty grateful. You know, when you think about Jesus dying and giving his life for the world, when you think about Jesus and his showing love, those people who spat on him, he died for them. Those people that hit him beside the head, he died for them. Those soldiers that stripped him and mocked him, he died for them. And when you think about all the things that the people did to Jesus, we need to own up to it. He had to go through that, not because he was a sinner. Jesus never sinned, but he was a sin bearer.
Yeah.
He took our sins, and because of our sins, it caused Jesus to have to go through terrible situations.
Yeah.
And if he was living today and they did that to him when he was a prisoner, they would be in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
But oh, they mocked our Savior, and yet he died for them.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah.
True love, because without Christ, when folks do things to us, all we think about is getting even with them. We think about it, we're going to settle this. You're not going to get away with this.
Yeah.
But I thank God for the love of Christ.
Yeah.
I thank God that we don't have to go through this world trying to get even with folks.
Amen.
Amen. So as we look this morning, we're going to see what Jesus did for us. His love was a sacrificial love. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, if you would, 2 Corinthians. I want to read a passage, a scripture, to show his love was sacrificial. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 reads, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin." You mean Jesus didn't sin? He was holy, always holy. But the Lord allowed him to be the sin bearer. He allowed him to take upon himself the sins of the world. He knew no sin. They lied on him. But he didn't sin. He never sinned. And look why he was sacrificed, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank God that God had a plan for us. Thank God it's not his will that any should perish. Thank God that he knew that we needed someone to stand in our stead, because he knew that we couldn't do what Jesus did, because if we tried to die for our sins, we would have died a sinner. And if we decided that, well, I'll just wait it out here until he comes back, they still would have died a sinner.
Amen.
So we needed a Savior. We needed someone to stand in our stead, because the Bible declares without the blood shedding, there is no remission.
Yeah.
You got to die in order to have your sins forgiven. But I thank God that God is a God of mercy. I thank God that he's a loving God. He knew that we couldn't do that, but thank God he had a son who could come and stand in our stead. Not because we were good. Not because he owed us anything. God did it because he is a God of love. And he sent Jesus here with one mission. That mission was to die to save his people from their sins. Thank God that God loved us that much. Even when we were enemies, Jesus died for us. So it was that we might be made righteous. We're sitting here today giving praise to God, knowing that we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, knowing that our lives has been changed, knowing that our names have been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, knowing that the salvation that Jesus provided for us is eternal, knowing that we can never lose this salvation, knowing that he promised us he would never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that the devil can't have us back anymore, knowing that even though the devil comes against us, God tells us in the word to resist the devil and he will flee from us. And it's all because of Jesus sacrificed his life. So he gave his life for you and me. Love in action. Let's see what else he did. He loved us with forgiveness. Let's turn to Ephesians. Chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Jesus showed his love by forgiving us. He is yet forgiven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we think about Jesus giving his life to show love to our mankind with forgiveness on the cross, when he was finishing his assignment on earth, Jesus prayed and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness. We got to forgive one another. Jesus did. And he says that we have to love one another as he has loved us. And we don't have to try to figure it out. All we have to do is get in the word and see how Jesus loved. And we have a pattern for our lives. And I thank God that with God's help, we can do everything God commands us to do. Now the devil will speak to your spirit. Y'all know the devil still speaks to your spirit even though you're saved. The devil try to get you to say, well, you know, you keep on forgiving them and they just walking over you and using you as a doormat. Well, I want us to think about Jesus. Look what Jesus had to endure. Yeah. Amen. Jesus had to go through those things. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeah. Do you know that when the enemy comes against us and try to destroy our names or to bring harm to us, do you know that we can be like Jesus and pray, say, Father, forgive them? We got to forgive folks, because if we don't forgive them, God won't forgive us. Amen. And we can pray as children of God when the devil's children comes against us, we can pray, say, Lord, forgive them. Yeah. Lord, help me. Strengthen me, Lord, because I want to be like Jesus. Yeah. Amen. I don't want to hold grudges. I don't want to be angry and go to bed angry, because the Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. The Bible reminds us that anger resteth in the bosom of fools. And I thank God that God delivered us from being foolish. God has given us some heavenly wisdom. God has made a way for us, even though they have done us wrong, lied on us, mistreated us. We can yet say, Lord, forgive them. And Lord, I forgive them. And we can go on and glorify God. Because Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So Jesus is showing us how to love. Jesus loved unconditionally. Unconditionally. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Y'all bear with me. I just want the word to speak so they can have it clear that this is what God says, not what the pastor made up. This is God speaking to us. Jesus loved us unconditionally. Romans chapter 5. And I'm reading verse 7. Let's back up to 6. It says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Sinners. Serving the devil. Doing what we wanted to do. Amen. I'm 21 and I can do what I want to do. Amen. You can talk to people any kind of way and say terrible things about them and mistreat folks and take advantage of folks who are not as educated as you and using tweet people to make you look good. Yeah. Amen. All those things. So that's the way we lived as sinners. Yeah. But look what the Bible says. For a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. Amen. And I don't know any of us in here today can say, I'll die in your stead.
Amen.
You know, mother loves her children, but they're not going to say, crucify me. Put me in on that table and shoot those chemicals with me. But Jesus died for us.
Amen.
He didn't commit sin. That's what the Bible said. And he willingly went to the cross on our behalf.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, Father, as thou will be done. The Bible let us know that Jesus, before he got to the cross, that he was suffering, he had great agony.
Yeah.
He could feel the pressure of what he was facing. And that's why he was saying that if it was possible to let this cup pass, but nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will.
Amen.
The Bible says that the sweat was falling off him like great drops of blood. That shows that he was in the extreme agony, that he was indeed human. Because he realized he was on the way to the cross. And that's where it says greater love. Greater love. No one loved us like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Parents love us, but they can't love us like Jesus. Because they can't do for us what Jesus has done. Oh, but his love was unconditional. Romans the 5th chapter, he says again, for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But look at verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The innocent for the guilty.
Yeah.
We weren't obedient to God.
Amen.
And when Jesus walked the earth, he had enemies.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill him before time.
Man.
They tried to kill him many on a number of occasions, and Jesus just had to just get out of the presence of them.
Yeah.
They plotted trying to entrap him so that they would have a reason to kill him. But all these things came to Jesus because of us. Because of what we had done, we committed the sins. But yet Jesus was righteous. Jesus was holy. Amen. And I thank God that Jesus always obeyed the Father. Amen. As he prayed, he said, "Not my will, Lord, but thine be done." God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Every one of us who saved today, we need to own up to that and never forget that when Jesus was on the cross, it was because of my sin. Jesus died so that I could live. Jesus died so that I could have everlasting life. Jesus died so that I could be brought back into a right relationship with God. Jesus died so that I can live in this evil world, but live a life in accordance to God's word and in obedience to his word. But we should never forget, when we think about Jesus on that cross, we need to own up that it was our sins, it was the sins of the world that Jesus died. When we were yet his enemies, didn't love him, trying to kill him, lied on him. And when they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, and then after they were turned over to the Roman soldiers, they mocked him and made fun of him. Amen. It was all because of me. It was us. It was you. It was me. It was my sins, because we had a debt that had to be paid. And we were in a terrible shape because we couldn't pay what God required and come out blessed. Because if you die for your sins, God has a place where all those who die in sin will have to spend an eternity. But I thank God that God has another place. God had another Adam. God had an Adam that would obey. Because Jesus always obeyed the Father. And Jesus came here with that mission to save his people from their sins. And I thank God that we don't have to pay our sin debt. We thank God that our debt has been paid in full. And I thank God that Jesus, on the third day, he said he would get up, and he got up.
Amen.
And I thank God that he got up, because that meant that the sacrifice, our debt had been paid in full. God had accepted the sacrifice of the sin debt that Jesus paid for us, and he got up in power.
Amen.
And Jesus is the only one that can forgive us of our sins. There's none other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. Jesus is the Savior of the world. I thank God that we have a Savior. He's a living Savior. He's seated on the right hand of the Father. And one day he's coming back for us. Unconditionally died for us while we were yet sinners. Jesus showed his love again by dying for us so that we could live. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I'm starting at verse 7. It says, "Beloved, let us well love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We were on death row, saints. We were on that road to eternal punishment. We're on our way to that place that God has prepared for those who do not receive Jesus and do not repent of their sins. And the Bible tells us that that place is a terrible place. It's a place of outer darkness. It's a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a place that has no exit signs. It's a place that if you go there, you will be there forever. Oh, saints, what a terrible outlook we had on life. But I thank God for his love. And I thank God for Jesus, that God sent his only Son to the world that we could live. Jesus is a life giver. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And I thank God. So look at verse 10. It says, herein is love. Not that we love God. And we surely didn't love him. Because the Bible makes it very plain for us to know if we love him, we keep his commandments. And those of us who are saved today, we know that when we were sinners, we didn't do what God said. And there are folks who know what the Bible says, but they didn't do it and can't do it now. Amen. So he says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Yeah. As people of God, we have a requirement of God. We got to love one another, saints. Amen. We don't have a choice. We got to do what God says. Amen. And we got to love one another because God has shown us love by sending his only Son to pay our sin debt so that we can have eternal life. And don't you let anybody tell you that you lose your salvation. If God saves you, God keeps you. Amen. The scripture says that we're in Jesus' hands, and then also we're in the Father's hands. Yeah. And nobody can pluck us out of his hand because the Father is greater than all. Amen. The Bible declares that once God comes to live in us, he will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Even though we have to face temptations and trials in this evil world in which we're living. But there's one thing we have the assurance that in the midst of it all, we're not going through it all by ourselves. Our God is right there, and he's promised us that he would help us. He would strengthen us. He would uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. He has promised us that he will fight our battle for us. We don't have to worry about avenging ourselves. But God said, that's my job. God wants us to love like Jesus loved. Jesus died so that we could love. So Jesus has given us a commandment. And that commandment is that we have to love one another. We can't take it lightly. Because what Jesus commands, he says that if you love me, you will keep his commandments. You can't allow the devil to offer an excuse and you agree with the devil. It doesn't matter how many times they come, they offend you and come and ask you to forgive them. Jesus says, we got to forgive them. Seven times seven. Amen. Don't keep tally on how they've done and what they've done. Pray for them. Because they need help. If they were a true child of God, they wouldn't do that. That's why you need to pray that God would save them. And then when God saves an individual, that God has another commandment that they have to fall on. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another. And when you pray for them and pray for their salvation and God delivers them, you won't have an enemy anymore. You have a brother or sister. Thank God for God's love. God's commandments are to be obeyed. So Jesus says that we have to love one another as he is loved. So we have to love sacrificially. We don't have to give our... Now, Jesus is not expecting us to give our lives like he did, because if you do that, that's in vain, because Jesus died to save us. And we can't die for folk to save them. And then what Jesus wants us to do is to be mindful of other people and not be selfish. Somebody needs some help, and you're in a position to help them, help them. Don't send them away. Say, the Lord bless you, and you were the source of a blessing. Amen. So this is what God wants us to do. This is how he wants us to put others, honor others above ourselves. Amen. Now, some folks say, well, how am I going to do that? If you got Jesus, you can do it. Amen. Because if you do what God says, you will never come up short. If you obey God, you honor others above yourself, God is going to make sure you get honor. Amen. If you help the poor when they in need of help, God's going to make sure that you always have something to help the poor. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. When you do what God says, blessings always come. Remember, I offer every Sunday, there's always a blessing in obeying God's word. If you obey it, you don't have to worry about what God is going to do. God is going to do right by us.
Amen.
It's a blessing that you have something to help somebody. Amen. Could have been sleeping out in the woods last night.
Amen.
With your clothes and things that you haven't been able to wash. Don't know if they take care of themselves with hygiene out there in the woods.
Amen.
But look what God has done. We had a shelter over our heads.
Amen.
It rained and it turned cold, but God had made provision for us. We had a shelter.
Yes.
We have food to eat.
Yes.
Amen. God is good to his people. So Jesus has commanded us that we love one another. Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans chapter 12, I'll read a passage for you. Romans 12, the chapter verse 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. In other words, don't be a hypocrite. Don't say you love folks and you don't love them. Don't pretend to be something you're not.
Amen.
Remember, a hypocrite is a liar.
Amen.
And liars will not go to heaven.
Amen.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another.
Amen.
You're not going to lose when you do what God says.
Amen.
You won't come up short when you do what God says. Because the scripture says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory.
Yes.
By Christ Jesus. We are blessed above measure.
Amen.
You obey God, you'll be blessed above measure.
Amen.
So since Jesus commanded that we love one another, this is what we have to do.
Yes, yes.
Listen to this. Our new life in Christ gives us power to love like Jesus loved. Our new life in Christ gives us power to love like Jesus loved. And how does that work? It works like this. It says, the scripture says, and I'm going to tell you what the scripture says. Because he lives in us, we have the holy love of God abiding within. The Bible says God is love. The Bible makes it plain that when he saves us, the Father and the Son come to take their abode in us. And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. As we see what else God has to make plain to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. All right, and I want us to look at First Corinthians chapter 6. As soon as I get there. All right, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Now it says that our new life, the life of righteousness in Christ, causes us to have power to live like to love like Jesus loved. And then because he lives in us, we have the holy love of God abiding within. Let's look at verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? Every child of God, the Holy Ghost, lives in us. The scripture says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it's in us. And he said he'll never leave us. And then look at verse 20. For ye are bought with a price.
Yeah.
Jesus gave his life to pay for our deliverance from sin. You're bought with a price. Jesus suffered and died so that we can be children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are bought with a price.
Yes.
Jesus had to endure the suffering and the agony of facing the cross and being betrayed by one of his disciples. You are bought with a price.
Uh-huh.
Jesus was raised, hung on the cross. But yet that was in accordance with God's will. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. The devil thought that he had victory because Jesus was on the cross, but that was God's plan from the beginning,
yes,
that he died for the sins of the world.
Yes.
And Jesus, as we look to Jesus and the sacrificial death, that he died so that we could have right to a tree of life.
Amen.
He lives in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we're bought with a price. And it says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have to obey God.
Amen.
We have to do what God says, saints. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's not about us. It's about glorifying God. It's not about us. It's about living a life of righteousness amongst our friends and co-workers and neighbors and family to let them see that the love of God is indeed in us. And when they do us wrong, they don't have to worry about us trying to get even with them.
Amen.
They think they got the victory because they know that we're not going to fight back like they would. See, the enemy knows how to pick a fight. He won't pick a fight with the bully.
Yeah.
He likes to pick a fight with the humble.
Yeah.
But the enemy is blind.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't realize that when he pick a fight with the humble and the righteous, that God's going to fight for them.
Amen.
And they're going to come out victoriously every time.
Amen.
We don't have to let the devil make us feel bad because the devil's children say things to try to embarrass us. We thank God if we can hold our peace and say, Lord, thank you for strengthening me.
Yeah.
Amen. And we can go on rejoicing that I held my peace. I stood still. And I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord. But on the meantime, you're not going to be waiting for God to do something terrible to them. You're going to be praying that God will save them, because we realize they did the evil against you because they're not children of God. They don't know what they're doing. Thank God that God has been merciful for us. So the Holy Ghost lives in us. And because the Holy Ghost lives in us, we have to bring glory to God. God saved us so that we could bring glory to his holy name. And we have to glorify God, saints.
Amen.
Saints, we owe God the glory.
Yes.
Amen. As I close, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm reading verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Followers of God.
Yeah.
The Lord is our shepherd. We follow Jesus. We follow the good shepherd,
yeah,
who gave his life for us.
Yeah.
We obey the commandments that he's left for us, because we are obedient children. God's children obey his word. And if you don't obey God's word, you need to examine your so-called salvation, because disobedience is a sin. We got to do what God says. And verse 2 says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior."
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God that he loved us.
Yes.
Thank God that he has given us a commandment that we are to love one another.
Amen.
And I want you to know, we can do everything God requires and commands us to do, because he lives in us. And because he lives in us, the life I live is not I, but it's Christ in me. And Christ always obeyed the Father.
Amen.
And he's not going to start disobeying God because he's in you. He's going to cause us to walk in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
He's going to cause us to say, "Yes, Lord," to the word of God.
Amen.
And he's going to cause us to love one another, even our enemies.
Amen.
Love like Jesus loves. Will everyone please stand? I thank God that Jesus loved us so much that he died on the Calvary's cross, so that even today, heaven is our home. I thank God that the scripture reminds us that when the Lord saves us, we become his children. Our names have been registered on high. And what I rejoice is, the scripture says that he will not blot it out. That ought to show us that our salvation is eternal. Amen. That ought to bring peace to your mind to know that I'm God's and I'm his forever. He'll always abide. And I thank God for salvation. So let's love, saints. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't act like you love somebody and you know you don't. Don't be a liar. So that's what a hypocrite is. Look you in the eye, look you in the face, and say they love you.